Montgomery Gentry at 98Q Country. Well, Friday mornings, we talk all things Wisconsin sports. We have our guy, 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens, out and about. Top of the morning to you, Mr. Clemens.
Good morning.
That bracket's still perfect, right? 16 for 16, correct?
No.
You didn't have McNeese State yesterday?
I crinkled that up. It's already in the trash can.
Hey, the Badgers, I know that Penn State game wasn't good at the end of the year, but man, when the Badgers are good, they're as good as a lot of, they're Final Four good, aren't they? I mean, they got a nice team there.
I don't know about Final Four, but the balance has been amazing when they have some rest, because you saw them. I mean, they ran out of gas in the Big Ten tournament. They had to play day after day, and then they played on Sunday against Michigan. And I can't remember, did Michigan have, they played three games leading up to that?
Yeah.
Whatever, but they were at their best yesterday. Here's something funny. So the Badgers beat the Montana Grizzlies yesterday, 85-66. And it was even scoring. John Blackwell was the star this time, the guard with 19 points. And Stephen Crowell, the center, had struggled there in the middle of the season. He had 18. He was more aggressive under the bucket in the second half, he said after the game. John Tanjay had 15 points. They had five players in double digits. And even Carter Gilmore, like the sixth man, the senior, he had 8 points and six assists. So, somebody the other night was asking me about, power rankings. And I don't do power rankings. Like, even in the NFL, were the Eagles at the top of the power rankings toward the end of the year? I don't even know. In the NFL?
I don't think so.
Yeah. So, they have power rankings now for all this stuff. So there's this one guy that he's a friend of mine. He's the scorer for the Marquette Golden Eagles. Been doing it for 30 years. And he posted something that here's a guy that's just got this reputation of picking the brackets and stuff. And it's called PudnerSports.com. He's been doing this 30 years. And he's got like 100 teams up there. And the hottest team, what's the hottest team coming into the tournament? This was posted March 16th. He had the Badgers, Wisconsin, at number 29. And because of the losses that they've had, and momentum and other stats, he's got Marquette at 68th, last in the tournament. Do you know he had as the number one team, the hottest team? This is that what this ranking is called, the hottest team coming into the tournament.
Okay.
Montana.
What?
Quote, because they're 14-1 heading into the tournament. They had one game that was like in overtime. But, to him, all of his analytics and statistics had Montana as the hottest team. Well, they're one and done now after playing the Badgers yesterday. So.
Yeah, we got Marquette now coming up tonight. What are their shots at going deep in this? What do you think of them?
Well, not according to that guy. They're playing New Mexico tonight. And the one thing, and talking to the guys that are, the cover of the Golden Eagles is, Cam Jones and Stevie Mitchell and David Joplin, that group, if they get it going, fine. But the thing that Shaka Smart has really needed help with this year is their bench. I mean, after they're starting five, there's a huge drop-off there. And that's been part of their problem. I mean, they can't rest their guys. They've got to stick in with that five. Yeah. New Mexico, I'm told, look out. They've got some capabilities. The New Mexico Lobos. That's 6:25 tonight in Cleveland for Marquette.
All right. I mentioned this earlier this morning. We got the Boise State basketball tournaments going on, and then all the NCAA, and the women are going to play today. There's too much. We need to spread this out. We got a big clump of peanut butter in the middle of our sandwich. We need to spread this thing out a little bit. There's too much to try and watch, Mike.
Well, I've got friends, though, that, they take these days off, and they've got two TVs there in the cave, and they're watching games left and right, and they're just in heaven. But, there's all kinds of basketball going on. And I should also mention that Badger game is tomorrow night. They're playing Brigham Young. BYU beat VCU.
Yeah.
So they're going to play BYU tomorrow night at 6:25 out in Denver. The Bucks played last night, though. They're in this West Coast trip. And they just rolled the Lakers, 118-89. I don't know if Doc rested Damian Lillard when he found out what the Lakers were going to bring, because the Lakers had at least four of their top guys, including LeBron James and Luka, resting in the game. And after the game, though, Doc Rivers said, after those L.A. fires, Their schedule got so screwed up. He said their schedule's been brutal, and he said they had to make the decision. You know, we got to rest some of these guys, and you might as well do it against an Eastern Conference team like the Bucks instead of one of their opponents in the Western Conference. So the Bucks got a free pass last night. They had a 35-point lead in the game.
I think
Damian ended up resting in that one.
Yeah,
Kyle Kuzma, I think he had a great quote after the game where he said, yeah, even though that we've only won three of our last eight games, these guys keep it positive. You know, even after a loss, they keep it positive. They go about their business and fix things. So that's the difference for him playing with Milwaukee, right?
Yeah, I think coaches know, Mike. The number one thing is you got to be healthy going into the playoffs. Even if you're the 5, 6, 7 seed, you just got to be healthy. And they just pick their spots to rest these guys. And if your one or two guy is limping and going into the playoffs, you're in trouble.
Yeah, but they lost that backup center, Jericho Sims, that guy they picked up, you know, in the trade. He jacked his thumb, was at the game over the weekend, and he had to have surgery in New York on Monday to repair a torn ligament in his right thumb. He's going to be out 4 weeks, but Doc Rivers has been assured that he should be ready in time when they get to the postseason.
Yeah. Well, it's not quite the Badger or the Packer-Viking rivalry, but we do have Wisconsin and Minnesota playing some hockey this weekend, too, right?
Hockey.
Yeah.
Women's hockey.
Yeah, women's, yeah.
Mark Johnson's team out of Madison. The Wisconsin Badgers are ranked like 31st in the country. They've had 35 wins or so. They're taking on the Minnesota Gophers tonight. It's the semifinals of the Frozen Four. The top four teams are in Minneapolis this weekend at the Ritter Arena on the campus there at Minnesota. So if the Badgers beat the Gophers tonight, then they advance to the championship game Sunday afternoon up in the Twin Cities.
All right. We'll see if we can get some closer games today. Yesterday's NCAA was a bit disappointing. There's a lot of lopsided stuff going on. So maybe some closer ones we're hoping today.
It gets closer as we go.
Yeah. Mike, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Joe.
You bet. It's our 98Q sports reporter Mike Clemens out and about covering the Badgers, covering Marquette, doing everything he needs to do.